It's an end over kick taken by Flaxett at the 7-yard line. Goes right 10, 15 across the 20, 25, and it will be tackled down to the 29-yard line. And it's a 22-yard return. Cooper Griffith with the stop there for Scott City. TMP 41-yard line. Banded lone setback in the three-receiver set. Quick hitter up the middle. Has a lot of room. 35, 30. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Paco Banda chugging into the end zone for a Scott City touchdown with 9:19 to go first quarter. 6-0 Scott City. Sweet play right side. This is a Wyatt Kropp. Bounce to the outside, inside the five. Cuts it up into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Two plays later, they have a 13-0 lead with 7:51 to go first quarter. And Wyatt Kropp finds Peter for the first time this year. At the 38-yard line, it's a pistol setup with the wing to the right, Braden Strine. They're going to run an option play left side. Pitches to Wyatt Kropp. Cuts it 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. Kropp inside the five. Stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Wyatt Kropp on the 38-yard run off the option to the left side. And Scott City leads it 20-0 with 4.5 to go first quarter. First and 10. One in the backfield for Scott City. Twins to the right, one to the left on first down. This is a play up the middle. Wyatt Kropp, 20, 15, 10, 5, races into the end zone. His third rushing touchdown of the night. Wyatt Kropp this time up the gut from 27 yards out, and it is 27-0 with 10:23 to go before halftime. Jan Jaeger split wide right, a wing to the left. Brett Meyer split wide left. Band in the backfield, little three-step drop fade pattern for Brett Meyer. Goes to left side, makes the catch. Touchdown, Scott City, with 7:06 to go before halftime. The Beavers strike once again, and they lead it 34-0. Third down and 6 for the Monarchs. They're 1-6 on third downs tonight. They'll split two receivers to the right, tight end left side, eye formation setup. McGaffin, the junior quarterback, goes under center. He'll drive back to pass once again under some pressures. He's going to be drilled from behind. Ball pops loose, and Scott City recovers it at the 33-yard line. Warren Kropp drills the quarterback, and Chance Yeager with the fumble recovery. First down and 10, 1:28 to go before halftime. Trey on in, center toss, sweep to Braden Strine, right side, follows the blockers, cuts it up the seam. 20, 15, 10, 5, Braden Strine into the end zone for a Scott City touchdown from 33 yards out on his second carry of the night, and it is 41-0 with 1:21 to go before halftime. Phone, that's our final play of the first half. Scott City, with a 41-0 lead into the locker room as they lead the TMP Marion Monarchs. Your Western Kansas Insurance halftime show to begin after this timeout here on Mix 94. Here's the approach, and the second half is underway. Correction, that's Wyatt Kropp. Kropp will take the kick at the 5, 10, 15, up the middle, 20, 25, 30, 35 to the 39-yard line. A nice return of 34 yards for Wyatt Kropp. The sophomore is having a career night. Tackle made by T.J. Flax. No running clock yet here with 11:54 to go in the third period. It will be Trey Stewart to kick the field goal. He'll have it pretty much right in the middle of the field. He'll spot the kicking tee at about the 17, add 10 to the end zone. A 27-yard field goal try. Sloan Baker to snap it. Brett Meyer to hold it right down the middle of the field. Snap is good. Placement now. Kick is up. It's a high kick angle to the left. Did he sneak it in? He did. Trey Stewart kicks his first field goal of the year. This one from 27 yards out. And the Beavers lead it 44-0 with 3:06 to go third quarter. Scott, fourth down and 10 for TMP. They'll send the tight end Founce to the right side. He'll be lined up. A receiver split wide right, two receivers left. Dropping back to pass under pressure. Stiff arm that time. And pass in the middle. Jump ball pass picked off Brett Meyer at the goal line. He will take it to the 4-yard line. So interception thrown by McGaffin, his fifth of the year. Scott City evens up the turnover war at 3 tonight here. And so with 8:37 to go in the game, Scott City with the ball at their own 4-yard line. Bo Hess, the freshman quarterback under center, and a wing tee set up. TMP showing blitz. Toss sweep play left side to Jurgens. Cuts inside the 10, inside the 5. He will find the end zone. His first career rushing touchdown as a Scott City Beaver. Touchdown, Scott City, with 1 minute exactly to go in the game. On the 16th play of the drive, or make that 15th play of the drive, Scott City hits the 50-point mark. In 7.5-minute drive, and it's 50-7. They go 96 yards and 15 plays. Third down, McGaffin under pressure in the final play of the game. He will tuck it up and run. He will get a first down across the 40, 45 midfield and be tackled at the 48-yard line, a 21-yard run on third down, and that'll be the final play of the ball game. Final score, 51-7 for Scott City as they go to 7-1 on the year. TMP falls to 2-6. They're 1-1 in district play. Scott City will clinch a district championship.